Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears of The Daily Record. Brian, the governor-elect, Mr. Hogan, is walking right into big money problems. Actually, just as he might have predicted he would.
Yeah, I think I don't think that this will necessarily come as a surprise, but we do have a little bit better idea of what the numbers are going to look like.
And they're bigger, aren't they, than the ones that we've seen recently?
They are a little bit bigger. You know, we're looking at essentially close to $300 million in budget deficit in the current year. So he'll have about 7 months to work that out. And as he comes into office, 2 days after he's sworn in, he has to deliver a budget to the General Assembly. And the projections for that year's budget, the FY16 budget, is about $600 million in structural deficit that he'll have to deal with.
So a political promise he made is now a sort of a necessity, right? I mean, cutting the budget, he's going to have to do that.
He is going to have to do that on some respects. There's probably going to be a combination of things that we're going to see, a moderation in terms of the budget. There are some places in the budget you just cannot cut. They're going to go up. You're probably going to see, you know, a moderate budget, maybe close to a flatline budget. I think one of the things he's going to have to delay is this idea of rolling back, rolling back taxes. Until they get spending in line with revenue, there's no way that you can probably have that conversation with about taxes until you get to an equilibrium.
It's an interesting problem for a governor in the state of Maryland, because there are some structural things that have happened to our economy that we haven't accommodated ourselves to, and I'm referring to cutbacks in federal spending and jobs and things like that. And so that our recovery has not been as robust as it has been in some other places.
I had a discussion with Ed Casemeyer right after they had a meeting in Annapolis to discuss some of the early numbers of the budget last week.
Casemeyer is
the chairman of the Budget and Taxation Committee, and he's also a member of the Spending Affordability Committee. And one of the things that he told me was that they may have to take a new approach on this, that for the last couple of years, they've been kind of putting together these budgets, on a year-to-year basis. And every decision that they were making was with the idea that things were going to eventually get better. And he said, you know, we may have to come to the conclusion that things are not going to get back to the levels that we had hoped as quick as we had hoped.
Well, we're definitely seeing that. And there are a lot of things in play on the money front, including things like the red line. And a lot of talk about how much jeopardy that is in.
I think it's fair to say that the red line is in a fair amount of jeopardy. One of the things that Hogan is not speaking about these issues right now, but prior to the election, we had a conversation about red line. He had seemed to back off a little bit from absolutely saying red line was dead. But what he did say was that things were in a position where he might have to consider delaying it. I'm being told by folks inside transportation that, you know, any delay could theoretically push this back 10 years or more, effectively killing the project.
Well, it would take it probably at least you would risk losing the $1 billion in federal grants that are now poised to come here.
Well, there seems to be some debate about whether or not they're poised to come here. But yes, in theory, you know, you would lose those.
Well, they're poised to come here if you see the check moving in your direction. Brian, that's really good rundown of where we stand. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For Brian Sears, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.